Fortunately, some are born with spiritual immune systems that sooner or later give rejection to the illusory worldview grafted upon them from birth through social conditioning. They begin sensing that something is amiss and start looking for answers. Inner knowledge and anomalous outer experiences show them the side of reality others are oblivious to, and so begins their journey of awakening. Each step of the journey is made by following the heart instead of following the crowd, and by choosing knowledge over the veils of ignorance, and thus begins their journey of illuminating the darkness.
All information presented in this podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only, and is not the opinion of its producers. No copyright infringement is intended. Hello, and welcome to the Eclipse edition of Illuminated Darkness. On April 8th, 2024, a total solar eclipse will cut a swatch across the United States, plunging some areas in the country into a twilight-like darkness. Now, if you've never experienced an eclipse before, it is a sight to behold. What has been dubbed as the Great North American Eclipse will cross a total of 3 countries, 13 states, and the path of totality starts out at almost 124 miles wide, then narrowing as it travels to less than 100 miles wide. I'm not going to go into a lot of the science behind this. Basically, the moon's orbit around the Earth leads it in between the Earth and the sun, casting a shadow, enveloping everything in its path into a twilight. The last one in 2017 in Tennessee, I was there, and if you have never seen one, it is truly an amazing sight to behold. It affected people emotionally. You know, it was really cool. So let's take a look at some cultural and spiritual definitions of the eclipse, as well as the coming predictions and insanity that accompany this rare event. I don't know about you, but something about Pink Floyd's Eclipse seems to hit a little different now, maybe. I don't know. Call me crazy. YouTube will probably cut it, but the episode in its entirety will be on Spotify, so I ain't stressing. But anyways, moving forward, in our end of days episode, we covered the 4 Blood Moons prophecies, and that was about lunar eclipses. This isn't a lunar eclipse, and we'll get a little deeper, maybe. I don't know. Right now, let's take a look at how the ancient civilizations dealt with the solar eclipse. For the ancient Greeks, the eclipse was a sign of the gods' displeasure with them, and the gods would make the sun abandon the earth. The Chinese believed it was a dragon devouring the sun. The Aztecs, though, they saw it as a purely celestial and possibly world-ending event. North mythology speaks of 2 wolves, Skoll and Hati, eating the sun. Now, the Mayans were terrified of solar eclipses. They believed the eclipse was related to negative events, and sometimes it can be. In spirituality, the eclipse is a time for reflection, introspection, and self-care. The symbolism of the solar eclipse revolves around beginnings, new cycles, revelation and renewal, transformations, major life changes, unexpected events, and major developments are symbolically associated with solar eclipse. Solar eclipses are also said to clear blockages, reveal secrets, and shedding light on things that are hidden away from view. Going back to the prophecy for the four blood moons, that prophecy states that there will be four consecutive eclipses, but the prophecy speaks of lunar eclipses. So how does a solar eclipse fit in? Well, it fits with the passages in scripture that refers to the sun turning black. However, this eclipse doesn't fit into the prophecy simply because we haven't had the required number of lunar eclipses, and 2024 isn't even on the radar. So sorry to disappoint you if you were hoping for a second coming with this eclipse, but hey, don't discount the possibility. It could happen. You never know. God may not be busy that day.
Thank you.
There's been a lot of talk on the internet about the dates of this eclipse aligning with the plagues of ancient Egypt. According to scholars, some historical, some biblical, there are 10 plagues that befell ancient Egypt, these being water turning to blood, frogs, lice, flies, livestock pestilence, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and killing of the firstborn child. I'm okay with all of these except for the last one, the killing of the firstborn child, because I'm the firstborn child, so not a willing participant, no. There's a TikTok video floating around that says the solar eclipse is happening on the same day as the Egyptian plagues that ushered in 3 days of darkness. Now, according to this video, the solar eclipse is a sign from the divine that judgment is coming from the Creator. The lunar eclipses that are the subject of the four blood moons prophecies, those are, according to prophecy and some interpretation of scripture, are judgment coming on the nation of Israel. So there's a difference there. But anyways, according to the video, since 1776, there have only been a total of 8 solar eclipses that have crossed the United States. 2 during the Revolution, 3 during the Civil War, 2 during Vietnam, the 2017 eclipse, and the upcoming April 8th eclipse, which will actually be intersecting paths of totality with the 2017 eclipse. And this cross will be at Carbondale, Illinois, in that region. So there'll be several other cities there. Further information in this video indicates that the 2017 eclipse only crossed the United States. Then again, they say that 2 different swarms of locusts are coming this summer, are the wrath of the divine as well. If the source is trying to communicate something with us, it most definitely has my damn attention. This is my personal favorite, and that is the solar eclipse and CERN. CERN, the European Nuclear Agency or something like that. It's the big lab in Switzerland. They're supposed to be firing up their a big old LHC, their Large Hadron Collider that slams particles into each other. And according to the press releases, this is supposed to help CERN in their research of dark matter and other hidden secrets of the universe. CERN is on the proposed topic list, and as soon as my production team, me, has a chance to get everything compiled and collected, we'll do an episode, but I digress. According to its critics, the LHC allegedly creates microscopic black holes when it's causing atoms to slam into each other at unimaginable speeds. And the fear is that one of these black holes could get loose and destroy life as we know it in the universe. Well, here's a news flash. At the center of most universes, there is a great big black hole. It's big. It's huge. Eventually, we're going to get to it. Okay. There are rogue black holes roaming the universe right now as we speak. Eventually, they're going to get to us. And how do we know we don't already exist in a supermassive black hole or on the edge of one? We don't. Live with it. Anyways, the fear is that the LHC is going to rip a hole in time and space and open up some horrid hell dimension where demons and monsters will spill into our world and eat our eyeballs or some random shit like that. I'm not actually holding my breath. I've been promised the apocalypse so many times in my life and been let down that I'm starting to give up hope on this shit, man. It's not gonna fucking happen. According to a particle physicist at CERN, it was not planned to conduct these experiments during the eclipse. It just fell that way. Well, Switzerland isn't getting a fucking eclipse. Duh. The 12-foot-wide concrete circle, 12-foot-wide concrete tunnel is 16.6 miles long and is buried anywhere between 164 feet and 574 feet in the ground. It crosses from Switzerland into France at 4 separate points. With that big of an investment, I'm sure there are numerous safety measures in place. And like I said, Europe isn't having a total solar eclipse. So I'm fairly certain that was the open date on the calendar and they went for it.
Thank you.
Here's yet another fun one, NASA and the solar eclipse. NASA has announced that they'll be launching rockets during the eclipse to gather data. According to the space agency, the sun will be at a solar maximum, or at the peak of its activity, making this a rare opportunity to study the eclipse. Most of the studies will be to see how the sudden disappearance of sunlight will affect the Earth and the upper atmosphere. They'll also study the effects of solar radiation particles that bounce off the atmosphere. These are the same little critters that cause the northern lights and affect radio signals. Other experiments will be geared towards studying the sun itself. Or maybe it's all just a cover to allow the aliens who have established bases on the moon to evacuate. I don't know. I don't work there. Another fun-filled one, the Devil's Comet. This one's fucking priceless. Comet 12P Pons-Brooks will be fairly close to the sun on April the 8th and may be visible. The comet actually is not going to be totally visible until April 21st. It's earned its nickname of the Devil's Comet in 2023 when an outburst gave the comet the appearance of having devil horns. This comet comes around every 71 years. Scientists are not 100% sure that it'll be visible during the eclipse, but with the sun being obscured by the moon causing the brief twilight, it just might appear. So, should you have clear skies in your area and you're in the path of totality, you should also be able to see some planets during the eclipse. Mercury will be to the left of the sun with Jupiter next, and on its right side will be Venus, Saturn, and Mars. So if you're a fan of astronomy, it should be a pretty awesome show with some pretty amazing sights to see. I know I've got my telescope out ready to rock. Now, what are the psychological effects of a total solar eclipse? Well, it's gonna fuck your critters up. Leave them locked in the house with the blinds and the curtains closed. As for humans, feelings of awe, humility, and pro-social behavior may be exhibited. Well, not for me. I'm antisocial. There are minimal temporary effects on the human body. The alignment in the sun and the moon will release some stagnant energies and be refreshing to those who are sensitive and in tune with the energies of the Earth. If you just happen to be born under the zodiac signs of Aries and Libra, there will be a definite impact. Signs Cancer and Capricorn will also be affected. For the rest of you, piss off and wait your turn. Now, depending on your spiritual beliefs, Monday, April the 8th may either be magical or it's going to be a very ominous warning. Native American tribes saw the eclipse as a death or a birth, and it was dependent on tribal beliefs. You know, we said the Chinese talked about a big monster eating the sun, so they made noise. They beat pots and pans together to scare the monsters away. You know, Incans also tried to frighten the monsters eating the sun away. Indians, some immersed themselves in water, but most of the ancient cultures, they didn't understand the nature of the eclipse, so naturally, yeah, they were scared of it. Imagine how scared you would be of seeing something you've never seen before. As I was finalizing everything for this episode, getting ready to record this episode, I discovered that the calculations for the path of totality had been recalculated, and it slightly changed the path. Not the position of the moon, not the position of the sun, but NASA. They just keep doing the math over and over and over again. So it's narrowed it slightly, but here's the question I'm going to leave you with, and this is probably going to keep you up for days, and I hope it does. What will some be allowed to see, and some no longer be allowed to see? What are they hiding? What are they going to let some of us see? What is it? I have to know. That's all I have for you today, friends. Join us next time for another thought-provoking episode. I got a solar filter for my video camera, so I am going to video the eclipse and put it together and put it up on our YouTube channel. So I'm hoping it'll turn out pretty cool. I don't know. Join us next time for another thought-provoking episode. And as always, keep your eyes and your mind open and try to stay out of the darkness.